This beautiful song, sung here by Sonu Nigam, the singing superstar and global icon from India, perhaps reflects what all of us feel about Hrishikesh Mukherjee, who is no longer with us. Sonu Nigam started his career, as he reminded me recently, with a song in Talash, the last serial that was directed by Hrishikesh Mukherjee. And Sonu shares his memories of that moment and why it is so special.
I did get a chance to work with him as a singer. In fact, my first song for the serial called Talash, which Usha Khanna ji composed for. My first opportunity was to work with him. I met him, I touched his feet, of course, and I knew he was such a huge man. I knew that he was such a renowned maker. But I understood his value as I became, consolidated my position in the industry. As I grew up, I realized what a great man I sang for. First song was for such a great man, for such a great person. So, thankfully, I am connected to him in some way at least. Such an honor to work. It's almost like a good shagun. I came to Bombay and the first song I sang was Usha Khanna ji for a CD called Lush. And I remember the song. It was like, Hum to chhela ban gaye, re babua chhela ban gaye. Hum to chhela ban gaye, re babua chhela ban gaye. Tabal goriya ke doi naina jira gal gaye re hum to chhela ban gaye re babua chhela ban gaye.
Sonu also shared a very interesting tidbit with me about the serial Talash. He says that now that he looks back, he realizes that perhaps Rishida was very fond of the Hemant Kumar number, Tum Pukar Lo, from the film Khamoshi.
The serial Talash had the title song, which was on the same tune. It was sung by Suresh Vatkarji, but different lyrics, but the same tune. No trouble, Hrishikesh Mukherjee. So Hrishikesh Mukherjee probably liked the song so much that he wanted the title of his serial Talash in the same tune, but different lyrics.
Us who are familiar with Sonu Nigam's work, we know that not only is he a stellar singer, but he's also a consummate actor. Sonu talks about why he regrets the fact that he was not born in the years that Rishida was making his
According
films.
To me, one of the most, greatest icons in the world of, directors is Hrishikesh Mukherjee. I would have given my left arm to work with him as an actor. I mean, if I talk about from point of view of an actor, he was the dream director I would have loved to work with. I had this huge regret in the life that by the time I came to Bombay and by the time I started making it as a singer and by the time I became an actor also, Rishida was unwell and he stopped doing work. Otherwise, I would have sat outside his house to just allow me to act in his movie because I really feel that what Mr. Amitabh Bachchan today is, whatever he is today, jo bhi unki acting, jo whatever unki jo sanjeedgi hai, whatever his sincerity is, he had such a good trainer in the beginning part of his career that Rishida was such an incredible director. A lot of actors owe all their sanity and all their talent to, and all the imaging, most of the time, We took Amitabh Bachchan seriously as an actor because he acted with Rishi Mukherjee. We took him seriously. If he only acted with Manmohan Desai, if he only acted with Prakash Mehra, he would not have been taken as a serious actor. He got such a great, Bunyad, jise. Part of his acting was very, very, very strong. Mohan Parikar ji owes a lot to him, of course.
I asked Sonu Nigam which was his favorite Rishikesh Mukherjee film, and if given the opportunity, which role would he have asked Rishida to give to him?
There are some, Ashirwad is one of my most, most favorite movies. I've seen the movie at least 10 times and I've cried every time I've seen the movie, me, my father, my mother. You can't just name one. I mean, if I had the older age, if I was like 45 or something, I would have loved to act in Ashirwad. It was a dream project. It has made Ashok Kumarji look like God and act like God. So this is one movie which I can never get over with.
Which was his favorite song from a Rishikesh Mukherjee film? Sonu Nigam replied,
"A lot of probably all the songs around, and the funny song when Chupke Chupke, Abhiman, how can one forget Abhiman?"
I asked Sonu Nigam to hum a couple of lines from his favorite Rishikesh Mukherjee song, and he chose this one from Anand.
Kahin door jab din. चल जाए सांझ की दुल्हन बदन चुराए चुपके से आए मेरे ख्यालों के आंगन में कोई सपनों के दीप जलाए कहीं दूर जब दिन चल जाए सांझ की दुल्हन बदन चुराए चुपके से आए.
This is Kavita Chibba. I'd like to thank Sonu Nigam for taking the time to talk to me. In spite of having such a crazy and mad schedule over the last 4 or 5 months, he actually came out of a recording studio late at night to do this interview, and for being such a good sport to have hummed those two songs on his cell phone, not bothering about clarity or whether he was in a recording studio. That really shows the love and affection that Rishida evoked in anyone who he came into contact with, or for all of us who saw his films. I will be back next week with more interviews with some stellar artists who had the opportunity to work with Rishida. I leave you now with a fun song from Chupke Chupke that is one of Sonu Nigam's favorites.
Sare ga ma, ma sare ga, ga sare ma, ma ga re sa. Sare ga ma, ma sare ga, ga sare ma.
Ma ga re sa.